Kids from the surrounding areas were in Huntington this week taking part in Arts and Bots, exploring robotics and the arts. Clark Davis has more about this unique experience.
Students from grades 2 through 5 were on campus at Marshall learning how to build robots.
So what do you think we need to do? I think we need to glue down this cape right here. If we glue down this cape...
That's Heather Scarberry, a teacher for the Arts and Bots program at the June Harless Center for Rural Education Research and Development at Marshall. She's working with kids through today as the four-day camp on Arts and Bots wraps up. All week, these students have been working on building their own superhero robot. They hope that by the end of the week, they can make the robot walk, talk, or light up.
Each student has taken the opportunity to design their own robot, their own superhero with their own superpower, and now we're... Several adults around the room are just working on programming and designing and helping them get their robot to be what they expected it to be.
The robots are put together with common household items like empty water bottles or boxes that were once filled with pop or soda. Using a computer program, they are able to hook up the robot and then make it work. They can make it do things like roar. Or they can make a propeller move with the hopes it may be able to fly. Drea Parker is headed into the second grade and is building a robot likeness of herself, as if she was a superhero.
Kind of like a Wonder Drea, because that's my name.
It's projects like this one that has Carrie Megan Quick of the June Harless program excited. She hopes the kids find a new appreciation for the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math disciplines.
As West Virginians, a lot of our children aren't exposed to these things on a daily basis or even in their school. And we think that all children have the ability to grow up and be scientists and engineers. And we want to expose them to that and have them change their thinking about that.
The project was originally started at Carnegie Mellon University as a way to get young girls interested in the STEAM areas.
You know, Arts and Bots is very open-ended, so the students can make it whatever they want. They can make a superhero, they can make an animal, they can make a doll. So for students that are creative or good with crafts, those are things they're familiar with, and so they're comfortable. Then it also engages the students that are comfortable with technology, that like to wire, that are hands-on doing things like that. So it really engages both ends of the spectrum.
Landon Mosser, a fourth grader, has aspirations of a robot that can fly.
A planecopter. It's a plane and a helicopter combined. I'm going to make it try to fly. I want it to move its arms, move its legs, and do all kinds of stuff.
Heather Scarberry says the camp is a chance to see that technology is more than a smartphone or tablet.
This allows them to see that technology is beyond video games and beyond the cell phone and beyond texting. It's something that's very manageable for them. We also want them to be excited and engaged so that they can begin to think of careers that they could possibly choose.
The camp finishes up today on campus. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.